God gave to men and women life and breath. But by sins we became the slaves of death. God became man for our sins to atone. He was crucified, forsaken, and alone. And every sorrow or trial that we face, hunger, hatred, betrayal, the firing squad, the like he suffered, the savior of our race, as he made us members of the body of Christ our God. He sowed the seeds of everlasting love, and his messengers everywhere were sent, as wise as serpents and as meek as doves. They amazed the people everywhere they went. It was a scandal that they were so bold. They feared no gods, nor Caesar's scourge, nor chain. Slaves and philosophers entered the fold, and a world grown ancient in its sins was made young again. Like dice upon a tavern table thrown, thrones of tyrants clatter to the ground. He is the freer of captives and the stone that the prophet told would tear his kingdoms down. He made the slave the equal of the king, and made the meek and lowly heirs of all. It is his pleasure to give us everything, if we but acknowledge our emptiness and heed his call. If we remember the teachings that he taught, we can to no righteousness pretend. For who will claim to be living as he ought, when perfection we've begun to comprehend? But let us hasten to give joyfully of all we have to the needy and the poor. We can't deserve what God gives us for free, but by giving treasures in heaven we'll lay up in store. How shall we stand with the angelic host, and not wither in that holy light? We were as insubstantial as a ghost, had not Christ restored to us our lost birthright. For in this ages we shall praise his name. We sons of sorrow will make the angels glad. Emmanuel has wiped away.